This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn to the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear them. Look, there were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just a devil.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you. Mina, do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. There you go, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the show, being involved, being engaged, and I do mean being engaged. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. We're going to hit a couple of things this hour. We're going to hit them pretty fast. So, every year around the National Day of Prayer, we have to hear from the loons on the left, the freedom from religion freaks. See, I can't even give them a fair shake. Because they're not willing to give you a fair shake. They don't even care what you think or what you don't think. They don't care what you think or don't think about prayer or God or anything. As a matter of fact, they'd be very happy if you didn't believe in God. Because they don't. They want you to be as miserable as they are. You know, again, I'm not going to beat on all my atheist friends because they're not like this. But these people are. They're very happy with thinking or believing that when they die, they go in a box and they become worm food. That's good for them. Maybe whatever. If that makes them happy, good for them. Doesn't make me happy. I don't believe it. You guys already know that. If you've been listening to the show for 7 minutes, you know that. So, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, and I had the privilege again of emceeing the National Day of an event near me. Had some great speakers. As I told you, Sam Sorbo spoke at the event. Now, as prayerful people pray, right, as some of us were out there praying for the country, Democrats want an alternative to the National Day of Prayer. One of their leaders say is that celebrating reason and logic is much more important than celebrating a God or a God that doesn't exist. Think about that. Now, there's a bunch of House Democrats that are supporting a legislative attack on America's National Day of Prayer, which was observed yesterday. Now, Ted Lieu, now, this shouldn't surprise you. Ted Lieu's a Democrat out of California, and he's sponsoring a resolution to declare May 4th as, let me see, currently designated as the National Day of Prayer, as the National Day of Reason. Now, with all the Republicans that are out there, with all the Republican senators, what makes him think this is going to get by? Lieu said he's supported by the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, Democrat out of D.C., and Representatives Jamie Raskin, come on, can you guess what party? That's right, a Democrat from Maryland, and Zoe Lofgren, another Democrat from California. As well as Humanists for Climate Action. The resolution, which Lieu notes, was sparked by the dispute over climate change, seeks to focus. Yes, I can see where an argument about climate change would bump and push up against a day of prayer. Yeah, I can see that. It makes perfect sense to me, don't you think? The resolution, which Lieu notes, was sparked by the despite over climate change, seeks to focus America on the employment of reason, critical thought,
the scientific method, and free inquiry to resolution of human problems, which is all a bunch of bunk. They don't believe in any of this stuff. Look, the employment of reason? Yeah, find me a story where somebody on the left is willing to reason with somebody on the right. It's not that at all. They'll reason with you as long as you're gonna come to their way of thinking. If they eventually pull you over, then you're a decent human being. If they can't, then you're a moron. And what is critical thought to them? What is it? The scientific method of free inquiry to the resolution of human problems? They don't want that either. No. Because science only applies the way they want it to apply and only when they want it to apply. We can go. You want to go to an abortion? Right? When life is? When is it? When that thing has a heartbeat? Does that mean it has life? Well, apparently not, as far as they're concerned. They don't even believe it has life when it's coming out of the birth canal and it has two arms, two legs, you know, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, a nose, and 2 ears. It still doesn't have a right to live. I'm not so sure where they really. I'd like some of them to see the bench battle.
Oh,
yeah. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know I can't do anything with it, but I'm just saying.
Sorry, I'm trying.
So the scientific method of free inquiry, right? They will not admit that they only want that scientific reason and thought and critical thought to work when it works in their favor. When it doesn't, they're not interested. At a time when people are disputing indisputable facts and axing scientific funding, celebrating reasonable logic is more important than ever, Lou said. We'll get the best results for society if we formulate public policy using sound logic and rational thought. Well, I'm with them. But let's start at the beginning, okay? I want you to sit down and soundly reason, come up with logical thought, rational thought. I want you to lay out the Big Bang Theory for me. But before you start telling me how two atoms come together, I need you to draw me a picture how they came together from nothing. Isn't that reason, a logical thought? I want you to tell me how a baby with a heartbeat, 5 fingers, 5 toes, 2 arms, 2 legs, a nose, ears, and the whole 9 yards sitting in the mom's womb, whether it's 8 weeks, 15 weeks, 10 weeks, 25 weeks, from reason and logic, I want you to tell me how that's not a human. I don't want you to tell me how the mother has a right to kill it. I want you to tell me how it's not human. Reason and logic? I don't think so. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Science. I'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
You get a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, we were talking about the, I was talking about, I don't know what you were talking about, how the Democrats want a alternate to the National Day of Prayer. And it was, you know, it was brought on by the Humanists for Climate Action. 4 Democrats, 2 from California, which doesn't surprise me at all. Because there's nothing greater than the trees and the bushes and the clouds. Humans don't even take fiddle, second fiddle, first fiddle, whatever. Humans aren't even up there on the chain for them. If you live in California, you know that. You know that by what they're willing to do. Keep water from areas that need water badly. They don't care. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, as I said. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So, Hevel, the House Democrats are supporting this, and they're going to push it. Now, they say that Franklin Graham popped up already on this. And he observed the White House, you know, that bringing the National Day of Prayer back to the White House like it's been, it's a big deal. You know, when President Oblamo came in, it's almost like everything that was a tradition of any kind, he had to get rid of. And Wanda Sykes went nuts today on The View. And she claimed the only reason Republicans are trying to wipe out any notion of President Obama is because it's all about racism. It could have nothing to do with the fact that the man was incompetent. It had to do with racism. Right? This is like the standard fallback. And it's wrong. And she's wrong. Because again, we're coming back to, it's all about racism. So, it's okay to wipe out the Confederate statues, the Confederate flag, and all that from the South because it's offensive. Why shouldn't we wipe out any remnant of Mr. Obama? Because he's offensive. Some of the things he didn't say, and you guys are so partisan that it's never. You guys never do anything wrong. Do you know the ACA? Mr. Obama signed 32 executive orders that changed the law to his liking. You were fine with that. He tweaked it. You know, usually the executive orders of the law are put in place just to hold things at bay until Congress can come back and fix it. Not him. He tweaked and worked and made that law work to his advantage. If he didn't like something, he wrote an EO for it. It's not the way it works, Mr. Constitutional expert. I'm thankful we have a president who's concerned about religious liberty and isn't afraid of speaking to the name of Jesus, Franklin Graham said. It was also good to get to talk with the president, Mike Pence, and his wife, Karen. They're a class act, very strong in their faith. I'm so grateful that President Trump has this kind of strong leadership around him. As the National Day of Prayer came to a close, he said, let's continue to pray every day for these two men. Yeah, and I say the same thing. If you're praying people, you should be praying for your government. Now, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and you're a Christian, you're praying to the same God, right? Doesn't matter whether you're black or white, tall, short, fat, not fat, skinny. If this president can accomplish a fraction of what he wants to, lower taxes, better health care, stronger defense, we will be so much better off in this country. You know, it's really interesting that the left will not acknowledge the damage that has been done. They think that our relationships, I don't know, our Middle East allies, they think our relationship with the European allies are all fine, well, and dandy. It's not true. It wasn't true. Those who relied on us to protect them or help protect them or be their buddies, they gave up on us. They were not worried. They thought they were alone. Those in the Middle East, our enemies, saw us being weak. You know, some of you find that distasteful, too. Look, when you're in a tough neighborhood, being loving, caring, huggy, and kissy is a sign of weakness. Whether you want to hear it or not, you're not going to change it by forcing the hug on them. And forgive me, I don't mean this the way it's going to come out, but those of you love-fest people who think you're going to go over and love ISIS to death, you're going to love them into peace, you're wrong. You're just going to get raped, beat up, and killed. If you don't believe me, Google it. Well, Google may hide it all. Find a couple of other search engines that you can look up, that you can go to and check it out. And you'll see that it happens quite often, that young people, young women especially, think they're going to go from here to there, and they're going to find these people and show them that not all Americans are nasty and mean and want war. We love you. We want to hug you. We're on your side. And they feel that way right up until the time that guy grabs them and starts beating on them and ripping off their clothes and raping them. They're full of love right up to that point. See, I see more. I will say this. I have yet to see a story where a young woman went to the Middle East, made nice with ISIS, showed them how much they loved her. I mean, they loved them. And then came back here in one piece. There isn't a story yet. And if you can find one, send it to me and I'll say I'm sorry. This nutness from some of you guys. The woman who killed her cat on the left because she wants to turn it into a vegan. She was going to train it to only eat fruits and vegetables or whatever. The cat died of malnutrition. They eat meat. That's what they were made for. If you believe in God, that's what he made them for. Why did he give them the teeth the way he did? You're a bunch of nutjobs that think you can change that stuff whether you believe in God or Mother Nature. Look, if you believe in God, you think you're going to change it? What are you going to do? You do better than God? Is that what you think? Really? If you believe in Mother Nature, well, you think she's an idiot? You must. And it's really funny. Now that it comes to me, for those of you who believe in Mother Nature, but you're on the far left, so you believe Mother Nature can't get your sex right. You believe that Mother Nature can't get it right with animals when they should be meat eaters and not meat eaters. Right? There's all these things that go on in Mother Nature that you guys can't figure out. Why Mother Nature does it the way they do it. You try to change it. I'm Joe Petit, your host. Listen to The Real Side on DJ Live. We'll be back with you.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump and Congress appear no closer to ending a government shutdown that is now a week old. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says when he becomes majority leader on Monday, they're going to put legislation out that would end the shutdown.
I intend to put a bill on the floor on January 3rd that if the Senate approves it and the President signs it, will open government and it will agree to all of the bills that are Republican bills. These are not our bills. When we talk about compromise, we're prepared to vote for the Republican bills that passed the Senate committee, passed the Senate. There have been conferencing on those bills.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the President has come down from his initial demand of $5 billion, but won't say what the new figure is. Bree Payton, a conservative writer at The Federalist and frequent guest on television news outlets, including Fox News Channel, died Friday at the age of 26 after a sudden illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Come see your host. This is Real Sides. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I am truly, some of you are having issues on social media. And I will tell you, I am sorry. I'm sorry I have so much trouble, but we can't do much with it. You know, we don't run them. They run themselves. And, you know, some of you guys who scream about freedom of speech on Facebook and that kind of thing, you know it doesn't apply, right? I shouldn't have to tell you this, but you really do know it doesn't apply. As a private company, they don't have to give you freedom of anything. And it doesn't matter to them at all. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you are involved in moving forward. So, I forgot what I was talking about. I like that. When you have all this stuff going on, and I'm looking at your, some of you guys sent me emails during the break. I look at some of the comments that you're making or what have you. So, anyway, bear with me. Be nice to me. Don't make me crazy. You know, I don't talk about this kind of stuff that much, but some of you guys, when it comes to career tech education, when it comes to where you want your kids, what you want to teach your kids, you know, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, I'm a big career tech ed guy. I really believe, like Mike Rowe, that we've got to teach these people how to do this stuff. You know, you guys all want your kids to be lawyers and attorneys. Who's going to fix their car? Really? Who's going to teach and fix your car? And don't think of it. This is not the grease monkey job of the 60s and 70s and even the early 80s. Being an auto technician now is a whole different thing, has a whole different meaning to it. Now, if the sticker shock faced by car shoppers in the showroom isn't enough to provide a cardiac episode, a visit to the dealer's service department will do the job, that's for sure. even to have a tune-up or an oil change. It's not cheap. I had the oil change in my car. It was $100. Like, oh, my God, what are you going to bring me lunch, too, at the same time? And I'll get it. Now, besides all this stuff, think about how much money the mechanic working on that is making. Got to be making more money. Wouldn't be costing that much. Now, mechanics wielding wrenches is not really not an hourly rate thing that you think is worth it. Most of us, you know, think of it as not so much a low-wage job or lowest wage. But we don't see it as a highly wanted or paid job either. But, you know, you've got... They're called auto technicians, by the way, just in case you want to know. I thought it was funny, you know, we used to call them auto mechanics, and guys like me that grew up in the technology world, we were technicians. Now everybody's a technician. But these guys can earn anywhere from $80,000 to $150,000 a year. That's at your local auto dealer. If they're good, and they crank things out, and they get it done, and they don't have go-backs, they can make some decent money. And they can make that money within 5 years. How many, you know, you joke around, you make fun of people, but you're talking about mechanics, plumbers, carpenters, electricians. They can make some really good money. Part of the reason now they can make so much more money is because fewer people are going into those fields. The shortages in some of these fields. Now, Robert Paganini, president of the Maha, New Jersey campus of Lincoln Technical Institute. He's talking about how much money some of these people are making and how short they are on resources. Now, you would think that young people would be banging down the, you know, the doors of these car dealers, these mechanical shops where they can learn how to do this, but it's not happening. That's why I said to you, they're not stepping up. See, the dealerships and auto manufacturers are banging on doors eagerly seeking out candidates. They go to job fairs. They try to bring people in. They go to trade schools. Now, the shortage of qualified technicians is so bad that a year ago, BMW of North America began its own recruiting program, making its pitch to students and going to post-secondary technical schools. Now, it's not a practice for multi... Now, here's the problem with this. If they can't find mechanics, you know what they get to do? They get to bring them in from outside. It's easy for them to do it if they can prove it. What do you want? What do you guys want? What would you like to see? Now, the shortfall of automotive technicians is not new, but as vehicles have grown more computerized and vocational programs have disappeared from high schools, you know... It was one of the things I brought back to my high school district. I pushed really hard to get the career tech ed brought back because I saw it going away and I thought it was bad and I thought it was dangerous and I was correctamundo. We need more technicians. We need more auto technicians. We need more, you know, skilled people to do electrical and plumbing work. It's not a bad thing. It's good money. It's not a bad thing. I have friends of mine that are plumbers and carpenters and electricians that are living very nice lives. You know, what I thought was really cool when I was a kid, you know, my dad knew a few mechanics. I knew a few mechanics growing up. The old timers could listen to a car, listen to an engine and tell you what's wrong with it. They could touch the car. They could touch the engine area and tell you what was wrong with it, what was missing, what was going wrong. I'm not so sure you could do that today. I'm not so sure we're raising people that could do that or even think down that road. And John Fox, director of Fiat Chrysler's Performance Institute, that was good, Joe, said that the auto dealers, United States dealerships, could absorb over 5,000 technicians over the next 2 years. And they've hired 3,000 in the last two. Now, confidence in his estimate of technical shortfalls, more than 25,000 at American dealerships over the coming 5 years is actually quite conservative, he said. And worse, they don't have anybody stepping up for it. There are not people stepping up to become this. Now, and you can't ignore this because eventually you're going to need somebody unless you want robots to fix these things. Now, with competition from car buyers cutting into their profits, dealers and service departments have grown into a vital income source. And it's true. The dealers don't make as much money off the cars as they do off the service over a period of time. The warranty service and other services needed. Now, in 2016, there was a report by the National Automotive Dealers Association. And they said they had, there was over, even though there was over 266,000 technicians employed, you know, as mechanics and body repairs and that kind of stuff. Right? And Americans spent almost $20 billion on labor charges alone. Think about that. Just in labor. And no, some of you said they go, yes, because they're mechanic shops, screw you. Well, come on, really? All the time? So when your kids are looking for something to do, when your young people are looking for something to do, looking for jobs, looking for a passion, looking for a career, if they love wrenches, they love building stuff, they, you know, I don't know what the difference is today. I'm an old guy. But I remember when I was young, I mean, it was cool to work on cars. It was cool to get all greasy and dirty, work on cars and make them work right, fix something that was broken. That was a big deal. Now, the turnover on auto mechanics, I didn't realize this, runs as high as 20% a year, that is. So they need to start training these guys early, pay them well, you know, put them in a decent environment. And the biggest problem they have in hiring these kids, young people, is their basic skills. A lot of them don't have any tool skills. They don't know the difference between a Phillips head and a slotted and a wrench and a box wrench and a ratchet. They don't understand any of that. You know, when you talk about mechanics or mechanical things, the kids are lost. They don't want any part of it. What's so mechanical about an iPhone, right? They look and play with that thing all day. An iPad, it's sleek, it's pretty, it's light. Who the heck? Most of these young people don't even know how to change their own spare tire or change their own flat tire. Right? Now, Chrysler is trying to take a different approach at this. They used to call it the Mopar Career Automotive Program. It began back in the 80s, right? They bring these kids in on internships. They pay them money. They fly them around. They take them to different places and teach them how to fix these cars. They're great. So don't disparage people who want to be mechanics, electricians, carpenters, and so on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry. Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Okay, let's just burn off these things. I'll get it for a second.
We are back.
Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do so appreciate it. Anyway, the head up on the website, realside.com. You can watch Live with the Slime and all that. But you can buy my book, too, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you were taught to hate, but you doesn't have to. You really don't. Okay. So, let's see what we got going on here. There it is. Yeah, I don't want to do that one. Let me finish this one up. So we're talking about the automotive dealers and Heidi Mechanics. I think you need to set your mindset or change your mindset or get engaged, get involved, get informed, figure it out. There's a shortage of mechanics. You get a lot of these guys who are retiring. They get about 20% turnover every year. And it's a great place to go. So find a local school that handles this kind of stuff. All right? and get your kids, get, look, you may not want them to be a mechanic or whatever, an electrician or what have you, but that shouldn't stop it from happening. Help your kid find their passion and help them make it happen. Don't discourage them because you don't like it, because you don't see any value, you don't think it's cool. Anyway, let's see. I like this one. I think I like this one. I'll tell you if I like this one in a minute. So Pennsylvania City Council yields to atheists, and they vote to remove a park bench that featured a scripture about God. And really, the only thing that bothers me about this more than anything, they gave up so easy. They didn't even try. Now, the City Council of Pennsylvania unanimously voted to remove a park bench that was meant to honor veterans after an atheist group objected to the presence of the biblical inscription on the bench. Now, the inscription read simply, "Men who aren't governed by God will be governed by tyrants." It's a paraphrase of a quote often attributed to the Pennsylvanian founder William Penn. So let me see. So we do a quote that happens to have the word God in there from the founder of Pennsylvania, and that's terrible. See, you guys have gone off the rails. Now, on November 3rd, the American Atheists sent a letter to the mayor of Oil City to request that the Justice Park bench, which was donated in 2003 by a local branch of the VFW, should be removed. And the group argued that the inscribed text violates the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which doesn't exist, which instructs the Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. When I say it doesn't exist the way they like to interpret it, not the Supreme Court, these yo-hos that constantly use it to fight with. Now, the atheist organization also said the inscription disrespects non-Christians. Okay? There's a lot of stuff people do that disrespects Christians. You don't seem to fight those. You don't even seem to have a problem with them. The atheist organization also said the inscription disrespects non-Christians. Now, the tyrant's bench, contains an overtly religious message which endorses one particular religion's viewpoint, Christianity. The statement not only has absolute nothing to do with honoring our service members, but it's derisive towards non-Christians. Now, I've talked to non-Christians about this before. I've talked to Buddhists about this before. They are not insulted by this because they look at the meaning behind it. So if you're not a Christian and you're looking for a different meaning of this, all this is saying to somebody who's not a Christian is when you see things, you have something, a power or whatever, bigger than yourself, that you're not what the universe revolves around, and you make decisions for different reasons, things are much better. And if the tyrants in the government think that they're it, they're the top of the food chain, they're the only thing that matters, you're screwed. Mark Schroyer, the city manager of Oil City, explained to the local news source why they decided to give in to the atheists. They didn't want to incur any more risks, you know, financial risks. From an administration standpoint, this is heading towards litigation, he said. At that point, we have to decide what our wins, losses, and gains are. Our collective opinion is what the winnable could it cost us, and how much would it cost us to win? Well, you shouldn't be asking that question. Maybe you should ask the city people that question, and maybe what you would find out is there are law firms that will take this on for nothing or pretty much next to nothing. Our biggest concern is exposure to attorney fees, he said. We would be sued for injunctive relief where they order the city to remove the bench and for damages, and also sued for attorney fees under civil rights law. Notwithstanding the civil officials' capitulation, local residents are fighting back. They've launched the Save the Bench campaign through the SaveTheBench.org, where they pledge to contribute over $17,000 if the case goes to court. The Religious Liberties Group, Liberty Council, also offered to provide free El Frio legal services to the city, because they knew that if they won, they could get the money from the atheist group. But the city turned them down. Why do you think that was? I think they don't want it there. And it was a way for new people on the city council to get it off. That's what I think. The VFW Memorial, complete with the Tyrant's Bench, is completely constitutional. And it doesn't violate the Establishment Clause in any way, said Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver. The American atheists are blatantly incorrect in acting out of complete ignorance. The William Penn quote is part of a tribute to the veterans and the founders of America. I strongly urge the city council of Oil City to keep the bench. The people live there. Residents are willing to pay the money. They want to keep the bench in place. If it's a representative government, then leave the bench and replace. Come on, think about it. So if you're willing to fight and push back, you will help groups that come in the future. So don't screw it up for them. It ain't right. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. And let's do some of the crazy stuff. It is Friday. Let's see. I mean, and there's enough crazy stuff. I like this that an Afrikan group, that's what they say, and I'm a student group, holds UC Santa Cruz hostage. I don't know if you heard about that. These guys did a whole sit-in and all that other fun stuff because they wanted their demands met. And the city of Santa Cruz, a left-leaning city, another one of those, in California. You know, let me read the story first. The African students at the University of California, Santa Cruz, who commandeered the school's administration building, they got what they wanted Thursday after 3 days of yelling obscenities at local reporters. They were berating Jewish students and holding out for a list of specific demands. Now, if you're berating the Jewish students, isn't that like hate speech? Or is it only if it's the other way around? Students with the African Black Student Alliance blockaded themselves inside Kerr Hall in the University of Stevenson College on Tuesday, refused to leave until UCSC officials agreed to a list of the demands that included, you ready for this one? There's no racism going on here at all, right? It was guaranteed housing for black students. A white dorm on campus to be painted in pan-African colors. Red, black, and green. And in-person diversity competency training for all incoming students, among many other things. So basically what the Santa Cruz did, or leadership did, was to say, sure, you make noise, we'll give you anything you want. We won't push back. We won't teach you. What is this, Obama School of Negotiating? They push, you say, okay. I like Trump's version better. They push it. He goes, what are you, nuts? You're not getting all that. Go back and figure it out. Come back when you want to be serious. That's the way you negotiate. You don't give in. You don't give in right away. You discuss things. You work things through. The Santa Cruz Sentinel reports that the students spent out in the building, so they were trespassing. And they didn't care. They were chanting social justice slogans. I'm sure the board members were like, just let them blow off some steam. It's okay. Now, Jewish students on campus also allege that their Afrikan classmates assaulted them during a rally that preceded the occupation. Our students were on three separate incidents and subjected to protests, yelling expletives. So, I don't understand. Why don't you fix it? Why aren't they in trouble? Why haven't somebody stepped up and held their feet to the fire? Oh, because they're not black. Ain't only Black Lives Matter up there. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Have a great weekend. Don't be stupid, because I want you back here on Monday. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?